It's just in the nature of being, just being in every moment. I find more fulfillment, not more fulfillment, I find myself fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And discover the joy in that, rather than feeding a story. That's what I've been practicing. That's what drew me here tonight.
Hmm. Haven't you been to those ones before?
No.
Oh, you look familiar to me. Never?
Never. I saw your ad in the Whole Person. I drove from Orange County to be here.
Will you come back?
Sure.
But much is possible for you now.
Excuse me?
Much is possible for you now.
Thank you. Good.
It's not a compliment.
I'm thanking the grace of it. Not a compliment of it.
So what's possible now? No, I'm going to tell you. It wasn't a question.
I was ready to look.
Well, let's hear what you think.
No, go ahead, please. I came to hear you.
Now we want to hear what you think.
Not even hear you and others.
What do you think is possible now?
Well, you know, I don't have words on it. I think anything's possible. Anything that I stand for or want to create, I really do. And that everything that has stopped me in the past has been inside of a story. I can't do this, I'm not good enough that. What do they think about me here? Who cares there? It's all been a story. So I wouldn't take actions based on those stories. So that's what I see right at the moment.
So that's plenty. And because of that, what's possible now, as far as I'm concerned, is the day can come and quickly when instead of having the practice that all there is love. Having, which is, practice means it's an idea that's being pushed. There's nothing wrong with that, it's a great practice. But it means now the possibility is there that you see that for real with your own eyes, that you actually experience that all is love. And the experience of it is wildly different than the practice of it. The experience of it will blow you to smithereens. And it's not possible for everybody because they're stuck in the story. Until they're unstuck from the story, you can't get there. But now it's possible for you. So, don't settle for the practice of it. Keep practicing it, but don't settle for the practice. The day should come when it's your absolute knowing, your absolute seeing. And there are people in the room who've come to that day in their lives. So if they can do it, it can happen for you.
My practice involves noticing, being aware. Noticing when it's just a story that my mind's going down some bunny trail about something. It's like, oh, that's just a story. That's what I mean by practice is more of an awareness. Then the awareness returns me to a state of love.
Wonderful. So
I got what you said, to live it fully. I got that. I hear you.
But I'm also saying something bigger than that.
I think so.
I'm saying a day comes when you see it and experience it so fully, so clearly, that it never for one second even leaves you. Ever again. That you can never un-